Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark, where we learn to accept living in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.tv, we relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We share information about the facts of radiation and the nuclear industry. We discuss vital current events and explore the roots of social engineering that has caused so many of our beloved friends and family to intentionally ignore the most critical, catastrophic event in human history. We interview activists who do the hard work to discover the truth and get the word out. We dispose the NRC's daily nuclear alerts and take phone calls from our listeners in an effort to fully engage on all topics that are changing our world. We explore exactly how radiation affects our bodies and minds to dissipate your fears and face the truth. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. We share information on how to take your life back from the systems intent on enslaving our bodies, minds, and souls. The Age of Vision Radio Show will create a venue that all will choose in order to actively engage to save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark again, and my YouTube channel is Nuts for Art. I welcome you today on Wednesday. It is August 12th. I can't believe it's already August. Life is flying past us. No interviews today. I apologize for that. I happen to have just gotten too busy tidying up with summer school. I had some progress reports to turn in, scientific journals to turn in, and I just couldn't connect with people. So I am going to be reading to you some of the nuclear event alerts, some of the nuclear alerts that, you know, I do this regularly. I think I did a couple on Monday. What is really bizarre, if you go to the NRC website, which is nrc.gov, and as you scroll down, there's kind of a common theme among a lot of these events that happen. They happen to be just sheer gross negligence, which is, I think, a common theme inside the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if probably most of us have worked in an office or worked for other people or in a shop or a warehouse. We are generally held very accountable for our actions there. With the NRC, evidently, they don't give a crap as long as you're willing to work there. Today's nuclear alerts, there was from Crane Nuclear Inc., notification of pressure seal valve yoke material compliance. So if you read through the whole, it's kind of a long thing. I won't bore you with it, but it turns out that it was discovered that they had been putting an incorrect valve yoke on lots of different parts. And so they ended up having to go back and investigate all of their things as far back as 1992 to present. Crane Nuclear identified a total of 112 orders that required of a review. Fortunately for us, only two orders were supplied with non-compliant retaining ring material for the valve assemblies. Now, these orders are where they're at. They're in Dominion Millstone, so I guess both of them are at Dominion Millstone. So they've taken corrective actions to get those correct products out there, which I guess helps, you know, makes us feel a little better that they're doing something. And then in Pennsylvania, Bureau of Radiation Protection, the licensee is Applied Inspection Systems, Inc. Now, who would think that a company named Applied Inspection Systems, Inc., would be dealing with highly radioactive material. Again, the source is iridium-192. The active curies is 68 curies. I'm beginning to get my groove on how to read these things. At first, my eyes were like spinning in the back of my head. I'm definitely not a science person, but I guess I'm learning. Thank God I'm a human being. I have the capacity to learn. Anyways, it says that the licensee reported a disconnected radiography source at a work site in New Milford Township, Pennsylvania. Once again, it has to do with that thing that we talked about last week. And I guess this is just an update on it. A full report is expected within 15 days. Also in Texas, Texas State of Health Services, Kaba Kistner Consultants. This is a very interesting damaged Humboldt moisture gauge. It's another one of those gauges. What is hilarious about this is it's not damaged. It got run over. The technician decided to move his pickup truck. And while doing so, he backed up the gauge and then pulled forward over it again. Doing, da da doing, doing. Like, for real? The source rod handle broke completely off the gauge. The boundary around the gauge was marked, and the licensee radiation safety officer called the licensed service company. So the service company responded and reported that the source was inside the gauge and not down in the hole, that it had been apparently pulled back into the gauge when it was run over. The technician performed surveys and found no contamination. As a result, no member of the public received exposure as a result of the event. I thought that was hilarious. Now, I wonder if that guy actually got fired. Probably not. This isn't the first time we've heard about them losing gauges and running over shit. Where are we next? Now, this is just happening today. This is unbelievable, these events. What is this? Is the events for which date? August 11th. I looked them up for yesterday. So here we are. Let's go back. I'm just blown away that every single day there's something. I mean, I guess we have over 100 nuclear power plants in this country. So I suppose that this is considered, quote, normal. But I don't know. I've worked in factories. I worked when I was a young woman. I worked in a battery factory assembling batteries. And you know, we handled lead all the time, and there was a specific procedure. And I'll tell you what, we didn't have these kind of problems. So it kind of blows me away. You know, it is kind of indicative of the complete lack of concern that they have. Let me continue reading this. I won't read them the whole thing, but I mean, I want to just kind of give you the meat, the gist of what's gone on here. The complete disrespect that these people have and disregard for life. This material that they're handling is completely toxic to everything on the planet. And they are insisting that it's basically okay, which is why I will start working on that petition. And I will link it up on my YouTube channel. And I think I'm going to make a video. I think what I'm going to do when I write this petition, I think what I'm going to do is ask people if I can have. I have a section on my YouTube channel where I interview people and I ask them what they know about Fukushima, what they know about Hanford, and what they know about nuclear, just to kind of get a gist of, get people to talk about it, because people are so freaked out about nuclear pollution and the whole thing about nuclear contamination. It is a very interesting thing that people just completely freak out. They don't want to be on the air. They don't want to be videotaped talking about nuclear pollution. I mean, they can talk about, they'll go on videotape gossiping about their family members, but they won't go on videotape talking about nuclear. So let me move on. I want to get through this because then there's some really important things I decided to talk to you about, which are the licensing renewals that are coming up at the NRC. It is completely shocking, but the whole thing is completely shocking, to be really honest. These people are completely outrageous. I find them to be inhumane. I am stunned at the lack of humanity of all of these. Here we have it, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. I beg your pardon. It's an interim report, potential defect on PN535601 More Industries milliamp modules. Again, it's kind of a long notice, but it basically says that this part has been provided. It contains a loop controller. Oh, the ATC Nuclear is continuing to evaluate the cause of the millilap module failure and has preliminarily identified workmanship issues and surface mount fuse that is installed at the millilamp modules. Workmanship issues means somebody fucked up their work and didn't do it right. I mean, again, a guy runs over a truck, somebody doesn't do his welding or whatever they have to do correctly, and we're at risk. It's really just beyond comprehension that this is not completely, I mean, they really need to be super strict in the nuclear industry, as opposed to their current attitude of like, it doesn't matter because we're all screwed anyways. The whole planet's going to die. That's kind of the message they send out when they don't give a crap. I mean, look what they do to the people up in Hanford. I mean, we've had 40 years of people up there being denied the medical effects of their of the exposure to nuclear radiation up there. Inadvertent activation of a single emergency siren. Where did that come from? That came from, wow, Monticello, Minnesota. So, the siren was also contacted in a notification to the licensee. The issue is being reported, and the notification of their off-site government agencies as the licensee notified the Sherburne County Sheriff's Office. The source of the activation signal was not determined. The vendor is investigating. The siren is no longer actuating. There is no impact to health and safety of the public as a result of this event at the off-site response capabilities remain functional with only a failure of 1 out of 6 of the total sirens. The site is operating normally with no emergency present. So they're telling us that they do not understand why. This happened August 10th, approximately 1555. The licensee was notified that an emergency siren S07 in Sherburne County, Minnesota had inadvertently activated at from approximately 1525 to 1538 CDT. Cause of activation is under investigation. So they just kind of ignore it, like, we don't know why, but we'll tell you later. You know, again, I'm kind of blown away that these reports just come out. It never even occurred to me to look at the NRC website. It's called www.nrc.gov, and you want to go to the NRC library. And it is located in Report Associated with Events, Event Notification Reports, 2015, and I am now on August 12th. So now we have the Texas Department of State Health Services, Robert Kistner Consultants. That's the licensee. Again, another damaged Humboldt moisture gauge. Again, running it over. This is just... Wow. I can't get over these people. I'm scrolling down and reading this, I'm almost at a loss for words, you guys. I mean, the complete gross negligence of the NRC is outrageous. California Radiation Control Program, Sutter Surgical, Fairfield, California. Oh, this was kind of interesting. Personnel noted irregularities in the way brachytherapy was being performed by an authorized user and investigated all facilities where he was authorized to perform brachytherapy. That's B-R-A-C-H-Y therapy. So I imagine that it's some type of a medical procedure where they use nuclear radiation. Let me read this. On August 3rd, 2015, after reviewing files and consulting with the RSO of the facility, it was determined that there had been two medical events that had gone unreported. Both events were prostate PD-103 implants performed in 2013 and 2014. So let me get back to the NRC alerts, because that is where our focus is. You know, the NRC alerts, this is something that we all really need to get aware of, because the NRC alerts tell us exactly what's going on with this nuclear industry. And they have done nothing but lie and depend on the fact that we don't pay attention. And we don't pay attention because we have for a long time believed that that they're telling us the truth and that they're actually doing their work. And they're not actually doing their work. They, you know, we report this stuff does not even count. That's the shocking thing, is none of this information even counts. We don't even get told by the news. By, you know, it's called news for a reason, because we are being told about what's new in the world. And it used to be considered journalism, where they would tell us what was going on. But, you know, the NRC notifications, let me get back to this. Callaway, Missouri, non-emergency. It's called RPS actuation critical. So the reactor trip caused by a turbine trip. A turbine tripped immediately following the trip of one of our 345 kV offsite lines. This is really amazing. The reason for protective relaying, not preventing the grid disturbance from tripping the turbine generation, is not known at this time. Now, when did this happen? Event date, 8/11. So it happened yesterday. They're putting this out, and they're telling us they have no idea what happened. The NRC senior resident inspector has been notified. You know, it is really up to us. You know, one of the things that's coming up is the Diablo Canyon relicensing. I noticed that. I think I talked to you last week about the whole event that's going on with the Hormesis idea. That Hormesis is an event that when you take in a little bit of radiation, it is actually good for your body. That's what I call the Art Robinson effect. And honestly, I will tell you this. They're seriously considering it. It's going to be up to us to stop this. They really do not want to have to monitor the radiation anymore, because the radiation is going off the charts, because Fukushima is being ignored. I mean, summarily ignored. When we get, you know, the E&E News is now coming out with articles that says TEPCO has implied. Now, TEPCO doesn't say this straight up, but it says that TEPCO announced that underground water, including radioactive material, had leaked into the port. It has been implied that trillions of becquerels of radioactive material are still flowing into the sea. However, the concentration of radioactive material in the sea is at a level that meets the guidelines for drinking water quality, except for some areas. Really? I mean, I wonder what these people are going to do in 30 years when more than half the population has horrendous mortality rates, when people are going to be dropping off like flies. You know, I mean, it's not just that it kills you right away. It causes enlarged organs. It causes your organs to shrink. It damages your kidneys. It causes livers sores on your liver. It discolors your skin. You get rashes. This is really a critical event. And for us as a species to just continue to ignore the whole thing at Fukushima and to talk about other issues as if they are more precedent, to me, is incomprehensible. We are being bombarded. The gentleman that I had that caused me to put you guys on hold, I actually thought I had made a conference call and allowed him to talk, and evidently I put the radio show on hold and talked to him for 10 minutes. But he was talking about, you know, his whole thing was the forced vaccinations. And this gets back to really the social engineering of it all, where we are assets on a balance sheet, where we actually end up having to comply with the government if we don't want our to be thrown into some kind, you know, death camp, or I don't know. We're not at the point where they throw you into jail yet if you don't comply, but that's we're headed that direction. I mean, they don't let kids go to school if they don't get vaccinations, so that means that, you know, education is not available. Free education is not available to children who don't, whose parents refuse to get them vaccinated. In California, they've passed a law so that children who have a, there's no waivers, no religious waivers allowed anymore. And what's really astounding is that these people that talk to us about the vaccinations with the same level of concern don't really comprehend how completely dangerous the nuclear pollution is to all of us. You know, I personally think that they're spewing the chemtrails in the sky to try to offset the damage that the radiation is doing. I mean, I don't remember 5 years ago the level of chemtrails in the air that we have today. I mean, it is off the charts. I know I live in Eugene, Oregon, and honestly, I don't believe there's a day goes by that we don't see a boatload. They start in the morning, and they keep going until the whole afternoon until we have what I call chemtrail clouds. And that happens almost every single day. And I would venture to say that happens everywhere else. So, honestly, the radiation is, in my view, the number one issue that all of us need to be paying attention to. It is not something that we can just ignore and say there's other issues that are more important. Granted, forced vaccinations, they are a really serious problem. The chemtrails, they are a horrible problem. The pollution that's in our water, I mean, the thing is, the bottom line is all of our systems for living on this planet are being polluted by the profiteers, what I call the war profiteers, the earth murderers. These people have no regard for our Mother Earth and no regard for life, much less human life. It is actually kind of shocking. And the other day I read you a poem from Lao Tzu, and this morning I thought that I would actually read us another poem, because really it's the poetry that makes us remember that humanity has been around for a long time. When you consider that Lao Tzu lived about 600 years before Christ and wrote these poems. Now, this has been translated by Witter Bynner, but the poems are still the same. So I'm going to read this to you in an effort to calm myself down from being freaked out at having messed up so badly, but also to share this with you so that we can kind of get on track and help us think and remember that there are solutions. Man at his best, like water, serves as he goes along. Like water, he seeks his own level, the common level of life. Loves living close to the earth, living clear down in his heart. Loves kinship with his neighbors, the pick of words that tell the truth. The tenor of the well-run state, the fair profit of able dealing. The right timing of useful deeds, for blocking no one's way, no one blames him. I thought that was a really great poem, because that is really, this is why we stay silent. We want a well-run state. Humans crave peace. I don't believe that humans at the heart of us are a warring peoples. I think that what happens, the reason we've had like perpetual war throughout history, is that humans as a species are growing emotionally and intellectually. And I know I'm going to be 60 in October, and I know that from the time I was young, society has actually matured a little bit. Unfortunately, our government and the way that the war profiteers and the earth murderers conduct themselves has not matured. They've actually doubled down on their misogyny and their oppression of man in our culture. I think that men are very oppressed in our culture. You know, they're sort of required to be a very strict, tough guys. You know, I don't know if any of you have seen that documentary called Tough Guys, G-U-I-S-E, like guys, not G-U-I-S. It's G-U-I-S-E, Tough Guys. It's a documentary. that talks about, you know, how our men in our culture have turned into complete jerks. And, you know, we have actually grown as a species, and I think that we're on the precipice of growing. I believe that the earth murderers are going to kill themselves under their own weight. There's a lot of concern about people not being able to be in compliance. You know, people are afraid. They're afraid they're going to end up in these death camps. They're afraid they're going to be put in FEMA camps. You know, I really still go on the idea that love is greater than fear, and that we have to do it afraid. And when you do it afraid, you learn that there's nothing to be afraid of, and that it's okay. We really need to be kind to ourselves and allow ourselves to fall and get back up. And just continue to do it, because that's how we learn. A baby doesn't just, you know, his legs don't get strong and he starts walking. Anybody that's ever had a child will see that it takes a baby, you know, a good long time of getting up, getting down, getting up, getting down. And the magnificent part about infants is that they have no self-hatred. They don't know about that. So they just accept themselves and love themselves, which is why babies make us feel good, you know. Let me get back to you about this nuclear news, because it is astounding what is being ignored by the majority of the population. It is extremely important that we at least understand the level of depravity and the level of nuclear pollution. Yesterday's story on the Fukushima news on ENE News came out, a story that says Fukushima is always on people's minds. Hello. A lot of concern and worry about radiation's role in unusual marine deaths. What they're really making an effort to do in these stories, when you click on the links, is they're trying to get people to not be freaked out. I read an article yesterday, and I decided not to share it with us today because it was just a bunch of nuclear, you know, propaganda, that basically said our fears are basically outdated, that we don't need to worry about nuclear pollution, that once we understand how great nuclear energy is, that we wouldn't have any more anxiety about the minimal pollution that's being put out. And then at the same time, here we have this article on ENE News, where Gary Sheffield of NOAA Sea Grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce, he's a marine advisory agent, and this was in July. He said, you know, where they're talking about people are being concerned about nuclear pollution, and they don't know how to stop it. This is the sad part. I mean, we are seeing whales, gigantic whales, unusual to find so many dead whales. Yes, it is unusual. But the unusual part is, it's unusual for the world's government to allow 3, 4, 5 nuclear reactors to be in a complete state of meltdown and ignore it. I don't know how many of you were alive during the Three Mile Island thing, but I was. I was a young person at that time. And honestly, it astounded me, the amount of coverage on the television all the time. It was in the news. I was a kid. I didn't understand what it meant. But the world seemed very concerned about it. And we have this going on, the most catastrophic event in human history. And the governments are just acting like, no big deal, let's move the people back into Fukushima. And to be really honest, I've had several people call me up, very concerned. It's breaking their heart. They're freaked out that the people in Fukushima are being forced to move back into Fukushima. I mean, most of us are aware that TEPCO and the Japanese government are telling the people of Fukushima, if you don't move back into Fukushima, you have to repay TEPCO back for your temporary housing. Can you imagine? That's their reality in Japan. On top of the fact that yesterday they restarted that nuclear power plant in Sendai against the wishes of the people. People in Japan do not want nuclear power. I believe that they'd be willing to go with less energy. You know, the only reason that it's being forced down their throats is because the International Atomic Energy Agency, you know, they're the tyrants of the world. They actually really refuse to let it go. They are there to promote nuclear energy, period, no matter what. They have been in force since 1957. Their number one thing is to promote nuclear power, no matter what. and that is subservient to protecting the needs of the people, as we have clearly seen. So, you know, we live in the age of fission, and the only thing that we can do is let people understand the criticality that's happening, to encourage them to contact the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC.gov, and make your comments. The Diablo Canyon licensing is about to be, I think I read it was on until September, I think it was September 15th. Let me see if I can find it again, you guys, because that is actually really critical. This whole idea that we have these licenses coming up at Diablo Canyon, and they are not even going to consider, that they're not even going to consider shutting them down, is beyond comprehension. You know, we actually do need to get people's comments. We do need to have people commenting about what is going on, and I think it's extremely important. For we have until August 31st, the application for the renewal of the Diablo Canyon nuclear power license, the NRC docket report that you have to reference if you contact them, you must put this docket number in there, NRC-2009-0552. You know, they're just going to keep renewing Diablo Canyon. I mean, it's an insult to humanity at this point, post-Fukushima, that they are even willing to talk to us, that they're not, you know, like, they're even willing to consider it. I mean, I'm nonplussed today, you guys. I actually cannot even begin to tell you how much it just totally blows me away. There's one that's down here. It's listed, this is interesting, NRC docket number, NRC 2015-0185, 3 Mile Island Nuclear Station Unit 1 License Amendment Application. So what are they trying to do? Let's pull that one up and see what they're trying to do to us on that issue. This is interesting. If you guys ever go to the NRC page, I don't know if it's my computer, but on both my laptop and my PC, the NRC links take at least 30 to 50 seconds to open up. So you have to have your patience when you go there, because these people, I think they make it intentionally difficult for us to understand this. So what is it saying about this license application? Let me open it up and see if I can see what it says. Docket details. License application. Will it tell us what it says? They're supposed to tell us what they're saying. And then you have to go to a docket, open the docket folder. Wow. So this is an interesting thing. Clicking on this, it's very difficult. Okay, here we go. It's taking me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 clicks to get through to the docket that will talk about it. So the action is license application amendment opportunity comment. And this is on the 3 Mile Island Unit 1 license amendment application. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is considering issuance of an amendment to renewed facility operating license number DPR 50 issued to Exelon Generating Company for the operation of 3 Mile Island Nuclear Station Unit 1. The proposed amendment would modify the technical specification to allow for the temporary connection of the borated water storage tank to the non-seismic piping for cleanup and recirculation to support activities with the 3 Mile Island Number 1 fall 2015 refueling outage and fuel cycle 21 operation. Now, this is kind of, you know, these using these words help us, comprehend how complicated they make this all sound. But when you break it down, you know, allow for the temporary connection of the borated water storage tank. I have no idea what borated water is, so sometimes technical person. And this is the interesting thing. When we start paying attention to this nuclear industry, we're going to get a gigantic education along the way. You know, like I said earlier, we've all just assumed that the government was taking care of us. We didn't bother understanding what these words meant. But we can certainly understand what this means, non-seismic piping. So that means that if there's an earthquake, it can't hold up to an earthquake for cleanup and recirculation to support activities associated. So they're going to try to allow the Three Mile Island to connect a storage tank to a non-seismic piping. I don't know how you feel about that, but I certainly wouldn't want that. From what I understand, most of the nuclear power plants are sitting right above an earthquake. I heard it, maybe it was Arne Gunderson a few years ago say, if you want to find an earthquake, if you want to find a nuclear power plant, look for the earthquake faults. So it's actually quite disconcerting that they have no, again, it comes back to the theme that I started with in the very beginning. Most people go to work and they have a job, they work for other people, and you are held to a very high account for whatever it is that you're required to do at that work. At the NRC, they have a culture of gross negligence and disregard for anything. For the rules, for the regulations, for the equipment, for telling the truth. The NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and the entire nuclear industry are offhandedly disregarding of anything that contains, that even looks like a semblance of a reasonable business. And we give them billions and billions of dollars. What was that article this morning? Let me see if I can find it. There was an article this morning on the Guardian that talked about there's a new power plant that is going on in England that is going to take more money than all of their other plans that they had done completely. It was more than the cost of the Olympics combined, more than the cost of their school system, and more than the cost of, I think, a medical industry. Let me see if I can find it. I could not believe it. And yet, we continue to ignore what, here we go. And it's at the Hinkley Nuclear Power Plant, coming under fire from the industry. And it is actually a shock that people are not willing to fight back on this one. The Hinkley Nuclear Power Plant will have a combined bill for more than the Crossrail, the London 2012 Olympics, and the revamped terminal at Heathrow. So why are we investing all this money in nuclear power facilities? Why is it that we allow this to happen? I really don't get it. I don't understand it at all. But it actually is where we're at. And there is not much that we can do about it. The thing that we can do is keep poking them in the eye. You know, we can write to our congressman, we can contact the NRC. This is in England. If anybody's in England, you can certainly write to your legislators there. But this is what it says. HSBC, you know, the criminal bank says, described the EPR model as too big, too costly, and still unproven, saying its future is bleak. So they're coming after it because of the cost that it's going to have, and yet they are planning on it 100%. We're living in a crazy time, folks. Like, it's really completely insane. And it is really up to the few of us who are paying attention to get out there and to start making a difference. I'm going to be putting up a petition. I'm going to create a petition so that we can stop the hormesis idea. I'm going to walk around Eugene, get 100 signatures. Hopefully people will follow suit. I'll be back on the radio on Friday, and I apologize for the mix-up today. Fridays is usually the day when I take in phone calls. And, you know, hopefully I'll do a better job of doing it on Friday. Maybe today was my learning curve. But, you know, it really is up to us to every single day get up and do what we can to make the planet a better place. And I'm going to be here Monday, Wednesday, Friday for as long as people will listen to me, because I think it is very important that we basically encourage each other, edify each other, do what we can, and believe in the force of life and the force of living. And I really believe that love is greater than fear. And if we love our planet, if we love our children, if we love ourselves, we're going to do all we can to stop these nuclear liars. Because they have no regard for life or health or living. And it's all, I call them earth murderers because that's what they're doing. They're murdering the earth. The fact that our governments are not shocked that we have big, gigantic whales washing up dead for reasons unknown, they know exactly what it's from. It's from the nuclear pollution coming out of Fukushima. It doesn't take a rocket science to know that. That should be the world's most important urgent event. We should stop all wars and figure out how to stop Fukushima. So I'll see you guys on Friday, and hopefully, you know, we'll have...